Joining us now in our studios is Northfield's ALC Director, Daryl Keller. Daryl, good morning. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Good morning. Thank you.
We're going to talk today about a program you have called Youth Build, and we'll get to that in just a moment or so. But first of all, let's find out. You're the director of the Area Learning Center, and you also have a couple of other titles that kind of fall underneath that heading or beside that heading. Tell us about the ALC and about your job.
Yeah. So the ALC here in Northfield is... been here since 1982, so this coming fall will be the 40th year of having an ALC here, which is pretty old. It's right towards the beginning of when ALCs came into existence in Minnesota, and so we're one of the older programs. What it basically is there's qualifiers, 12 qualifiers to get into an ALC, and so if you're a student that's at risk of not graduating on time or not graduating at all, these 12 qualifiers are like indicative of that. And so they're things like if you're behind in credits, if you're a parent or pregnant, if you've experienced homelessness, mental health issues, those are just some of the qualifiers. And so those are the students that would qualify to come to the ALC. And basically our number one qualifier is behind in credits. And so we have quite a few different ways to catch up on credits and kind of get back on track to graduate on time or graduate relatively close to it.
Is the overall curriculum similar to what you would see in the other public schools, or do you have kind of different methods of doing things?
So they are similar in that we have to also meet the standards. And so we have the standards that we meet, you know, through our regular classes. But we try, the Area Learning Center, ALC stands for Area Learning Center, but it's in the alternative programs section of Department of Education. And so we try and be alternative. We try and have different ways of approaching the curriculum or the standards. So one of those ways is when COVID happened, we had the change of schedule with the cohorts. And so then we decided to try and keep that change of schedule, so it's not a regular Monday through Friday kind of schedule. And so we have 2 days, Monday, Tuesday, and then we have a Wednesday different schedule, and then Thursday, Friday are, so the Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday are regular classes, and then Wednesday is our experiential learning day. And so we do all kinds of different things. One of them is Youth Build, and then there's also everything from Ikebana, which is Japanese flower arrangement. We've done knitting. We've done, we've had some student-led classes. And so those are true climbs, paranormal, Dungeons and Dragons, where the students are teaching the students things that they know or are passionate about. And so we've developed this Wednesday into a really standalone day where it's just learning through experiences. And it could be hobbies, could be things people are passionate about, but it's, The point is just to get them exposed to, you know, hobbies that they haven't thought about or just things that they haven't necessarily experienced before.
All right. And that kind of segues into Youth Build, this program that you had. Is this the first year of it?
It is the first year, yeah.
Tell us, we were talking about this off the air, and it sounds like a really exciting program. And I would imagine, you know, when I was in high school, I wish I would have had something like this. Tell us about the program.
Yeah, so it's a partnership with Workforce Development. And so Workforce Development got a grant. And so what it basically is, it's a construction-related class. And so the students that are in there are doing a whole lot of construction skill building. And so they're doing things like right now when the first class first started, they went through like safety training and that kind of thing and went through some of the certification things. And now they're building things for our other clubs. So we have a garden club that's here hopefully soon with the weather cooperating, going to be planting some above ground gardens and flower beds and things. And so the Youth Build program built the above ground gardens and flower beds for them. And then the next step is they're going to build a shed for themselves to use as a home base to build a garage that'll be our wood shop. We don't have a wood shop at the ALC yet. And so they're going to build their own, with the help, they're going to help the local contractors here to get the foundations and things in the summer, and then do as much as they can to put it together for our first wood shop.
Wow, I like that. Build your own shop. So that's a good way to start, I suppose. Talk about the partnership with the businesses and private industry.
Yep, and so we have right now we have the local contractor. His name is Daryl Kiso. And so he was hired by Workforce Development. And so he, we have a construction instructor and then a classroom instructor, Eric Swan McDonald. And the two of them are the co-teachers of the class. And so they go through everything from the safety protocol to they've gone through the tools. One of the cool things is through this grant, they were able to go on like a shopping spree. So all the students went to Menards and, got their own tool belt with fully loaded tools and work boots and the whole deal. And so they just got to go through a shopping spree and keep all the tools that they got. So now they're using those tools, but then when they're done with the class, they're theirs. So that's a pretty cool, sidebar for the students that they get fully stocked with tools. And so now the plan right now is we have a growing list of projects. People have asked us, other schools in the district and some other programs have asked, for a shed or for other different things that we could do. And so the first step is to get our shop up and going, and then we'll have that as our home base, and then we'll start doing these projects for different community groups. So for example, the Rochester ALC has this same program, and they do things like build sheds for community groups and also do like accessibility ramps for local businesses, those kinds of things.
Boy, I just find that fascinating. How many projects have they completed yet? Are they done with the first one, the flower beds?
Yep. So they're halfway done. They got the first one done, and then they're going to build another one. They've also done a flower planter box. And so they're just getting into, right now it's going to be a busy spring because they have all that stuff for the garden club plus the shed to build. So it's going to be a whole lot that they have to do here in a few weeks left of school. So they're going to be pretty busy trying to get all that done before the end of the year.
I would think so. How many students did you say were involved with this?
So the goal is to get 10, we're like 8 to 10 students in there, just so it's not too big with too many students for safety concerns, but then also as many people as possible can experience and get those job skills.
How many of the students are they buying into this pretty quick? Did you have a pretty good response? And, is it both boys and girls that are participating in this?
Yep. Yeah. So we do have boys and girls both in there. And they are, there's some that are very much interested in making construction their career at some point. And so they're very much interested in the class, and they're engaged the whole day. Like we have on Wednesday, we have 4 periods. And so there's 4 classes that students will rotate through. The youth build just works the whole day. So they don't rotate just because by the time they set up stuff and take down stuff and actually build, they need more time. And those students are pretty engaged the entire day out there. Right now they're out in the parking lot just working. So there've been a couple cold days where they're bundled up out there working at stuff. But they're pretty engaged the entire time they're out there.
All right. And that's at what used to be Longfellow School?
Yep.
Okay.
It used to be Longfellow. We're on the second floor. And so first floor is district offices, and we're on the second floor.
So they're just basically, right now the workshop is the parking lot.
Correct. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, we're just working out of the back of the construction instructor has a trailer that he pulls in with his truck. And so that's right now their home base is the trailer.
Is the trailer? Okay.
Yep.
I'll keep my eye on that. I live kind of in that neighborhood, so not too far away. I'll have to drive by. I'll honk and wave, kids, if you see me. What else is going on with either Youth Bridge or Youth Build or one of the other programs that you have?
Yeah, so we do have that. I'll kind of give a little more examples of that Wednesday classes because it's pretty cool experiential learning. So we have everything from flower arrangements to service learning, where we have a group that's going over to Three Links and playing games and interacting with the clients there. We've had some students that went over to Bridgewater to read to kindergartners. We have a few student-led groups where they did a true crimes class. They taught, right now they're teaching a paranormal class, and we have another Dungeons and Dragons class. And so students approached teachers after we've been doing this now for this year and said, we have some things that we're interested in. Could we teach them? And so then the teacher partnered up with them and helps them with planning things. But the students really are teaching those topics to other students. And so that's really been pretty popular with the other students. They're pretty excited to have some of those classes.
I would imagine so. Now you have the students that are at the ALC. Am I mistaken? I just have this impression that they're mainly high school level.
Yep. So the ALC, we actually have two different programs. So there is a school within a school at the middle school.
Mm-hmm.
But the ALC here is 9th through 12th grade. So it's just high school.
Is it generally, do you find that it's the older kids wanting to teach the younger kids? Or does it go both ways?
It does go both ways. Yeah, right now we have some seniors, but we also have a junior. And the ALC is 9th through 12th grade, and we don't have too many grade-specific classes. It's all kind of 9th through 12th grade.
Mm-hmm.
And so the community really blurs the lines of what grade you're in when you're there, which I think is a good thing. And so, yeah, it's more so of who's interested and comfortable or passionate enough to say, yeah, I want to teach this class, and then they go for it. And so far, it's been really cool to see.
All right. Boy, what a great program. Once again, Daryl Keller is with us with the Northfield Area Learning Center. He's the ALC director. Daryl, is there anything else about either the Youth Build or any of those programs we mentioned? You are also involved with the Portage program and the Target and Services Board.
Yep.
Anything there you want to mention while we have you on?
No, just a busy time of year here as we wrap up the school year and get ready for summer. Part of the ALC duties is summer programming, and so that's the credit recovery. So we're planning for the Youth Build, having we'd have some contractors that are going to pour the foundation for the garage workshop that we're going to make, and our students hopefully can do some summer things as part of that and continue the learning into summer, and so that's exciting. But then we also have a whole lot of credit recovery opportunities, not only for ALC students, but the high school students. And we also, because we're an area learning center, we serve the surrounding area. And so we have students coming from Randolph, TCU, Cannon Falls, New Prague, Faribault, kind of all over the place. And so we're going to be offering a whole bunch of credit recovery again this summer.
All right. Sounds like a wonderful program, and you've got, you're doing some good work there, and it looks like we'll have some, I like that it's a partnership with the contractors and builders, and they're involved with that too, and
yep.
They need to hire workers.
Yes, for sure.
Train
yes.
those young workers to do it, because they're good paying jobs.
Yeah.
All right. Daryl, thank you so much for coming in. Appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you.
Daryl Keller, once again with the Northfield Area Learning Center, the director of that organization. We've got Tim McNiff on the way. News with a side of sports. That's coming up next.